Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs with and about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word, preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days, for their sakes and the sakes of the world. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, it's MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz@gmail.com. Peace and blessings. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an interview and by engaging one of your praise songs as an intro to one of our main topics on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, please email MinaShaz@gmail.com. Again, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, that's MinaShaz, MinaShaz@gmail.com. If you are a rhythm psalmist of the Most High and looking forward to promoting your business and your music.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in.
No pleasure in.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, later. The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit, gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Know at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. Like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify
leading.
Who do you believe?
You gotta draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking. The spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name.
Higher, forgive us.
Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
For your summer glow with absolutely fabulous Chez Soufflé, whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection. With nothing but aloe and essential oils blended with 100% shea butter, your skin will glisten in the summer sun. Begin loving the skin you're in daily by visiting your local beauty supply store or our website, afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Family, children of the Most High, we are at war. Many of you can't see it due to the blindness of the world's pleasures. There is no love from the enemy around about us, slaying us on the daily. Just recently, news reports about the slaughter that took place in Buffalo, New York, where they slaughtered a whole of one white supremacist, slaughtered several, about 10 African Americans, 10 Hebrews. Okay? And then countless others that were murdered, you know, due to our complexion, due to our skin tone. This is taking place by such a fierce nation. We are being ruled by evil men and women due to our ancestors' disrespect of the Father, the Holy One of Israel, true Israel. And with that being said, let's read David's prayer. Because I know a lot of people think that the Most High is this calm Lord, that he's just going to, even evil people, he's going to show some love and remorse to. But that's not the Most High, family. And I know we hear a lot of the times people talk about, I hear some pastors and, you know, some prophets and all that, so-called prophets saying that, you know, the Most High, you know, he's about love and he's, you know, he's love and he's not going to be sitting around here, you know, going to people. You shouldn't pray against people. But David kind of did this. So I'm trying to understand where we're getting this thing that the Most High power is just a super calm God. Oh, I know where we get it from. We get it from Christianity. European Christianity. Their version of what they took the scriptures to be, to adapt to their nature, their nationality. But deep down, it's not like that, family. The Most High is very sarcastic. I don't know if you read this Bible, if you truly read this Bible, not nitpicking and talking about, well, this shouldn't be here because they did this and they did. Stop. Just stop. Because now you're just bringing in doubt for you to be able to continue to commit your sins. That's all you're doing. You're justifying your sins when you do that. The Most High is serious. And in these last days, he's going to be very serious. And he also has done a lot to our people that we haven't realized, that a lot of this stuff he put upon us because we brought it upon ourselves. He took off our protection. He stopped being our leader, family. That's what Most High did. He stopped being our family. He stopped loving us when we stopped loving him. But times are changing. Our 400 years are up, family. Now it's really time for us to really make some changes in our lives. He wants us to promote him now. those that are awakening, we're awakening for this new so-called, let's say, resurrection. Okay? Let that sit in. I know a lot of you are like, resurrection? What is she talking about? But there is a resurrection coming. And the final one, where the Most High is about to set all this straight. This major war that has been going on for decades, centuries. This spiritual battle that has been going on for years and years and years and decades upon decades and centuries upon centuries is finally about to be brought to an end. The Most High, He is very powerful. He's not to be played with, family. And I don't think we understand the magnitude of His being. We don't understand. We don't understand He walked amongst us literally. From these scriptures, they say these people, our ancestors really got to see Christ. They got to see Yeshua, if that's what you want to call Him. Or Christ, if that's what you choose to call Him. I call Him the Most High Power. I call Him Father. I call Him all things that are lead words. Because He is my Creator. And I respect Him. I mean, when you come up and you realize you see the world in its darkness, it's so dark right now. It's only getting worse. It kind of put me in the mind of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's really where we are, family. Because that was one of the worst cities in the Bible. And that's where we are today, being spread amongst these evil nations, these wicked men. And when I say men, I use men in general as in women too, family. Okay? And I'm talking about our enemies. Outside of us, because we are bad amongst ourselves. That's another thing. We're crabs in a bucket. Literally, crabs in a bucket. We don't. When one person try to come up, we'll bring them down with something negative to say against that. So that positive, that one positive energy they use to try to, we use to try to build each other up. We'll tear each other down because we have no love for ourselves. We have no being. All these other nations have beings. Do y'all understand that? They have a being. They have a connection. They have a love for one another. You don't think it's strange that we don't have the same? That literally, black folks do not share any common ground or love for one another. We throw doubt, salt, shame. We'll do it all to each other with no problem. None whatsoever. And as of late, and I'm going off my topic a little bit, but as of late, it's been our men against our women. And that's crazy, especially in a time like this. We don't need to be battling one another because you're chasing a woman of whoredom. And I'm sorry, family. A lot of our men need to start really growing up because you're putting on that Adam guilt trip thing, kind of. You're telling Most High, because what you're doing is, guys, when you sit there and you bash your women constantly, talking about, oh, this woman, she dressed like this. Oh, this woman dressed like that. Oh, she did this. And oh, you women don't want to serve us men and serve us. Well, let me ask you something. How often have you served the Most High? When was the last time you took a prayer to Him? When was the last time you actually just sat in this chit-chat with the Most High? Okay? When last time you did what you were supposed to do? When last time you committed your last fornication or your last sin? Because to be honest with you, when you go to these sites and you see that they're pulling up these pictures of these half-naked women out there and then talking about them and saying this stuff, you're really not doing anything special. You're really not. What you're doing is you are committing the sin because it's like watching porn. You just found a way to be able to watch porn to fulfill that fantasy of seeing a half-naked woman. Or a lot of you men are just have weak self-esteem. And you want these type of women, but they don't want you. And you struggle with that. And so now it's a big battle. And why is there a big battle going on when the world is ready to crush Zion? It's literally in the midst of ready to crush us. And you two, and men, our men are worried about getting into women's underwears. Or having them serve them. Like we're animals and dogs. We're not like that, family. We're not like that. We weren't made to be that way. The Most High didn't give us to Adam for him to sit around and have him boss us around and tell us what to do. That was not how it was in the beginning. But Adam should have done when Eve committed that sin. He should have corrected her on that. And they should have both went to the Most High. He should have took to the Most High, whatever, how it had to be done, since it was new, the world was new, everything was so new, that he could have spoke to her and said, hey, Most High Power, my wife, is, you know, she act up. I mean, I can't, you know, what's the code for us to be able to get everything back on track? She followed false teachings. She brought me back false teachings. And here's the thing with that, too. If she brought back false teachings or some stuff that shouldn't be talked about, Adam should have stopped her right there. That's a leader. Because think about what Christ did. Christ did that for the mega power that we don't even get to see. Okay? We don't even get to see that power. He's so magnificent. It will probably kill us to see him. But I digress on that. But again, we need our men to be a lot stronger in these days to protect their women and their children, their families in these days. Seriously, it's time to mature and to grow and to stop looking at the flesh of your female family. Stop looking at it. Now, I'm just doing this. I went off, you know, a little bit on this because it's been running rampant as of late, like really, really rampant as of late. It needs to stop because that is not helping us right now, family. If anything, it's helping the enemy. So, men, our men, please, men of Zion, it's time to grow up. It's time to take off your fleshly eyes. It's time to take them off. And I know I say this a lot in my videos and my shows and my programs because to take off your physical eyes because this battle is being fought mentally and spiritually. This is a battle of your will and your mind. This is a battle of whether or not you're going to go against the Most High's word after you found out the truth. Are you going to go back? Are you going to backslide? And backsliding does require backsliding is that when our men and brothers go back to these fornicate women or these, you know, these certain women who choose to show themselves. When you go to their page or you're friends with them, you're continually being around them. That's what you're saying you want to be. But yet, deep down, you don't want to let it go because you're trapped in your sin. So that's why you won't let them go. You're trapped in it. You're trapped in your lust. You're trapped in your fleshly eyes. You won't let it go. Because a real man of God will leave that such things. He will turn away from such things. You don't want to turn away. You want to try to change that woman to be what you want her to be. And that is where you falter. That's where you fail. Because it's never going to happen. Because Most High did talk about how he was going to give our women to fornicate and cheat against you. He said that. He would have it that way because you guys cheated and fornicated against him. At least our ancestors did, and some of you still are to this day. So no, he's not going to allow a lot of your women to love you like that, like you want to be loved and serve you like you want to be served. You didn't love and serve him the way he wanted to be loved and served. So why should he allow your wives, or your spouses, should I say? Just because it can be reversed. You can be a great husband, but the wife is out of control. Or the woman who he's with, or he wants to be with, is out of control. So, with that being said, family, we got a lot of work to do mentally and spiritually. We sit around here, we talk about the Bible, we talk about God, we have all these groups, you know, going around here talking about the Most High, and they claiming they love the Most High, but yet their actions are far, far removed from the situation. It's time for us to get it together, family. Mentally, spiritually, we need to get it together and follow the Most High. Now, with the book of Psalms, I'm going to read Psalms chapter 109. David's prayer. Because, fam, this is serious. Because I know we believe that God is just somehow this nice, humble God all the time. But if you read these, especially Psalms and Proverbs and all things, you'll start noticing certain sarcasms. Most High is very sarcastic when he wants to be. And that's funny because it's like we don't understand how all of this connects, how we connect to Him, this world, how all of this connects. You don't get it. But David knew the Most High, and David had the Most High's heart. So let's read what he says right quick about our enemy. Let's see. Let's read. This says, "Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause." And that has happened, family. They have fought against us without a cause. You notice that this, our enemies have fought, definitely fought against us without a cause. They slaughtered us in the streets, like the buffalo shooting. That was without a cause. These people, humble people, walking in the grocery store trying to get groceries for the next day. And then this young man comes in, this barbarian, this young barbarian, comes in and slaughters. And it's very clear that he was after African Americans, so-called black people. You can tell he was after them because there was one white man that he saw and he kind of let him go. He was like, oh, he's like, you know, he's on King. He said, oh, I didn't know you, it was you. So he wasn't going after the white man. He was only going after the black man. So that lets you know right there, family, is that there's a mission to slaughter black folks or African Americans. There's a mission. All nations are going to take part in our death. As long as we continue to be disobedient to the Most High, He's going to allow us to be slaughtered amongst our enemies. He's going to allow it. But David here is saying, look, Most High Power, they compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. And it goes on, because you can be loving people and everything, but yet they're stabbing you in the back. They're still, our people, we're still so, we're negative, family. And of course, this has also to deal with our enemy. But we can be an enemy amongst ourselves, and that's a problem, because most I said to the Jew first, then the Gentile. Okay, so let that sink in. Really, let that sink in. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thy wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. So all you around here, family, real quick though. What y'all understand too is all you guys around here who do these prayers and all this stuff like that, but if you're not following the Most High's rules and laws and stuff like that, His commandments, your prayers are going unanswered, sweeties. He's not hearing you. I know a lot of you believe, oh, He's hearing me and I'm getting... No, He's not hearing you. You're seeing... what happens is your prayers can be answered by the one you're really praying to. Okay? But not the Most High Power. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. You hear this prayer, David? Going to the Most High Power. And this is written in scriptures, y'all. To show you that this is way deeper than what most of you believe. This isn't just some Christian church type thing, baby. We're beyond that. We're so beyond that. Let his children be continually vagabond and beg. Let them seek after bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. This is how I feel about the enemy right now that's got us all messed up. The slaughtering us in Buffalo, I have no mercy for him. I have no mercy for him, and I don't want the Most High to have mercy for him. I want him to do just like what David is saying to do to the strangers and the ones that be doing stuff about us. You know, the evil men and stuff that be doing stuff about us. Let the extortioner catch all that he has, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. This is serious. David ain't playing. And the Most High is hearing this. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. This is some fire, family. And I mean, as I'm reading this, it goes to show you that the Most High is serious. And David knew this. David understood the magnitude of the power that we're supposed to be serving. And that's what I want. I want that. I want to be there. Okay? I want to be there. Because it's over here. This planet as it is done. Okay? There's none hardly righteous in this world right now. None. That's why only a third is going to make it out of this alive. All you up here who still copy your flesh, and that's those, even including the ones, the brothers, you know, and those that are, and sisters who's caught up in multiple marriages and all that kind of stuff, y'all ain't getting it. You're not understanding. Most High said we're going all the way back to the beginning, how he had planned this thing from the very beginning with Adam. Okay? He's trying to go back to his main creation. To worship him and to have his nation of people go around and proclaim his name to the other nations. To be priests and ministers to other nations. Priests and priestesses, should we say. Because I know we like to say it's just the men, but once the woman come along, she's definitely a helpmeet in this situation. She's the Most High's helpmeet. He will use her. He will use her, definitely, to handle some business. There's no separation. A lot of times, I know men, because the man was made first and he was here for a minute before he even came along. Okay? Because she didn't come as soon, because the Most High understood what he wanted on this planet. He wanted life to grow. He wanted the same thing that's in heaven. He wanted it on earth. But instead of, because man is not God, and that he can't create people, so to speak, out of thin air or from dirt, he allowed them to be able to mate, to produce, to reproduce that way. And Most High did it well, because he allowed it to be that you can produce children with a lot of excitement, so to speak, especially if you have the love for the person that you're with. If you truly love the person that you're with, the excitement will be strong. And you can raise up some beautiful, beautiful children in the eyes of the Most High Power. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remember not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. Yeah, so I want the Most High to come and take out these folks that's ruling right now, and what's going on, all the evil people in this world. Yes, come take them out, because they're showing no mercy. Have they shown any mercy to us? They show us no love, family. Like I said again, the Buffalo shooting, and then he had Biden talking, but he had no real solidarity for, you know, the people that died there. But the Uvalde, the one that included, you know, the white Hispanics, so to speak, or Hispanics over there in Texas, he had all kinds of sensitive words for them. They got the love. But for us, it was okay, yeah, that happened, yeah, you know, we're going to have to work on this and do that. But it was no love. It was like there was no energy there for us. And fam, y'all got to understand it. Y'all got to really take this seriously. When a whole world hates a certain group of people, a whole world just has animosity against one group of people, y'all don't think that's strange? You don't think that's extraordinarily weird to be hated amongst all the nations on the earth? I think it is. And I think it's strange that David would have to come up with such a fierce prayer to the Most High about his enemies that was encompassing them. That's why David became king. The youngest, the lowest of the group. But he became king. How about that? Because he had a strong will of the Most High Power, which a lot of our men lack today. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. And he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment. So let it come into him, let it come into his bowel like water, and like oil into his bones. Let's read that one again. As he loved cursing, let it come unto him, as he delighted not in blessing. So let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into the bowels into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. So pretty much Most High said, just keep coming. I'm sorry, David was like, just keep coming at him, Lord. Give him all you got. Give him all you got. Show no mercy. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them when they looked upon me. They shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Hallelujah, praise Yahuwah. You guys better get real with it. Most High ain't playing right now. And David, that this whole verse, Psalms 109, just explains the magnitude of the Most High's power. It kind of gives you an idea about how Most High operates. And he listened to David. Okay? And I pray that he listens to me, because I have the same prayer. Because it's getting old, family. It's getting really old around here. Y'all better become aware, because a lot more things are happening. And a lot more Zion going to fall, family. I'm going to let you guys know that right now. A lot of Judah's going to fall, because he won't repent. He won't listen. Or if he is so-called awakened, he's not fully there yet. There's still a small film. He's still got some sleep in his eyes that he needs to remove, so that he can see what Most High is about to bring forth in this world. And he can be prepared and protected. Okay? Because the Most High wants you to go. I don't care how many guns you got stacked up for this so-called war that they say you got coming. I don't care how much food you got stacked up or whatever. Because the Most High said you ain't going to eat, you ain't going to eat. If he said you are not going to be able to protect yourself with weapons, you ain't going to protect yourself with weapons. What you better do is stay prayed up, like David did. David didn't have all that stuff. He just prayed to the Most High, his power. And his power said, okay, I got you, David. I got you. No worries. And David became king. Until he started cutting up, then the Most High had to set him straight. Again, but still, Most High loved David, because David's heart was pure. And sometimes we falter. We're still humans, and of course the curses are still there. But when you strive to be perfect with the Most High, when you strive to do what he says, his will, then guess what? He got you. Our God is a just God. He's so just. And he can be funny. Yes, he has jokes too. Very sarcastic. And I like that humor. And I find that I have a humor similar to that. alone, you know, with my mother and stuff. But that's a whole other story. Thank you, family, for tuning in and listening to the show. I appreciate it. I pray that this has helped many. And I pray that you all are doing well. And that you continue to do well. And praise Yahuwah, Abba Yahuwah. Praise Him. Praise Him with song and dance. Praise Him with fasting. Praise Him continually, holy people. Because you are holy people, believe it or not. Well, actually, you just got to put back on your armor of Yah. You have to put it back on, family, because it's so important. Most High is with us. He's over us, family. We got to understand, we have a mega power that controls us, that has want to be in control of our lives. He gave us freedom. He gave us free will, for sure, because He wants us to love Him freely. I love Him freely, and I pray that you love Him freely, too, so that He can have you protected in these last days. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah, and have a blessed evening.